Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This production contains scenes of graphic violence and strong language, which some listeners may find offensive. We're alive. Scout's Honor. Written by Elisa Elliott and K.C. Wayland. Chapter 6. The Root of the Problem.
It's locked.
Lane, stop! Nothing's gonna bring her back.
You can't hide from this, Pierce! Pierce! What the? Where'd he go?
Oh my god.
What the hell happened?
The room's destroyed. Look at the window. It's practically ripped out of the wall.
Why would he do this?
Oh my god. Pierce turned.
Wait, Ruby's outside still. Pierce can find her.
We need to get back to the van, now!
He turned.
Blaine, come on!
Blaine!
Yeah, sorry.
Ruby!
Shh! He could be out here. Do you see him?
It's so dark, I can't see anything.
I'll watch your backs. Keep an eye out.
Be careful.
Ruby! Ruby, Pierce turned.
I don't care. Leave me alone.
No, no, you don't understand. Listen to me. Pierce is infected. He's one of those things now, and he's gone. We don't know where he is.
Wait, what?
He could be anywhere.
I don't see him out here, but I'm guessing he couldn't have gone far.
That's why we have to leave.
He was acting so weird and in so much pain. Now it makes sense.
It does?
He must have been attacked a while back but didn't change immediately. Is that possible? You sure he's turned?
It seemed like it, but I agree. It's odd that he didn't turn immediately. Maybe he was just scratched, or maybe it takes longer for the infection to manifest in some people, or he was an outlier.
Can we please just talk about this later? Let's just get in the van and get out of here. Remember the window?
What window?
He basically ripped it out so he can get outside.
Pierce was scary enough in real life. I do not want to see what he's like as one of them.
I didn't see him anywhere. We should get out of here.
Wait! We can't leave Carmen like this. I'm getting her a blanket and pillows. She needs to be comfortable.
What?
Are you sure?
Are you serious?
She's right. I'll go with you.
Thanks, Blaine.
Okay. Well, hurry.
If you're going back inside, I'm coming too to get more supplies. But we need to hurry.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just be right here, keeping watch by myself in the dark with the zombie Pierce on the loose. No biggie. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Hurry up. What was that? Okay. This isn't terrifying. Ruby, come in. Shoot! Out of batteries now. Wish you'd left me the rifle, Blaine. Guess broken tile will have to do. Who's there? Peach, is that you? I'm armed. Kinda. Come out and show yourself. Ah! Oh, jeez. Thanks, Gopher, or whatever you are. Franklin? Oh!
Oh! Hey, don't worry. It's just us.
Right.
Is that a tile?
Oh, yeah, this? Yeah, just, clearing some of these out of the van to make more room. You know.
That's a good idea. Here, take the blankets and pillows.
I'll help you. Here, Frankie.
Okay. I'll just put these around the side.
Let me help you, Zach.
I've got it. I'm actually surprised you're still even here. Was worried you'd have abandoned us again.
Seriously? I didn't abandon you.
Says the guy who drove off in the middle of the night, leaving us with no car, no weapon, no...
Stop it! Blaine, help me with Carmen. Franklin, help Zach with the supplies. We'll discuss how you both abandon us later.
Here, let me... Whoa. Ah, gosh, that's heavy.
Yeah. I got a bunch of canned foods, beverages, and all the medicine in the cabinet. Number 3, always be prepared, right? And Blaine, I found one of the rifle bullets on the floor in our room. It must have fallen out of your bag. You can add it to your count.
Thanks. Must have missed that one.
Hand me that pillow.
Here.
Carmen looks so peaceful.
I know.
What was that?
Oh, it's just a gopher. He was making a bunch of noise before.
That's no gopher.
Holy shit! It's Bear!
Is he infected?
Yes! Time to slow them!
We need to get out of here!
Ruby Blaine, get in the van!
Pierce, you fucking monster! Oh, damn! I can't get a good shot! God, my eye! I can't see!
Blaine, drive the van! You need to get us out of here!
Fuck! Everybody get in!
Hurry! Go!
I'm trying! Shit! I dropped the keys! I can't see!
Oh my god! Here, got him!
Go!
Yep! Pierce is way more terrifying as a zombie than as a person!
And somehow even scarier than his awful brother!
Gosh, I'm so glad we have the van!
Well, guys? He's chasing us?
Yeah, and he's fast.
Really fast!
I think he's faster than Chase was, too!
He's catching up already?
Look out, car!
Watch the road!
I'm sorry! I tried! It's dark! I have no depth perception!
He's gaining on us!
Can this thing go any faster?
Nope, it's uphill! And I'm flooring it.
Well, we're not going fast enough.
Spider on tail!
Lock in the rope! I'm coming back there.
No, you stay and help Blaine navigate. You have a map.
I've got this.
You clearly don't. Let him help you.
Fine.
Got you, Blaine. I'll be your eyes. You know.
Uh-huh.
Pierce is still coming up behind us.
What do we do?
I'll lose him. Hold on.
Careful. Carmen is back.
Worry about the living, not the dead.
How can it be so hot, Blaine?
I'm just being pragmatic.
Guys, stop. Blaine, this swerving all over the place isn't working. What are we gonna do?
Slide that window open.
What are you doing?
Hey, take the tiles. Slide him down the fall.
Bullseye.
Yes, my turn. Grab more.
Keep throwing things.
Got him.
Nice one. Right in the face.
The hat to hurt.
Abandoned car on the right. Saw that, right?
I'm trying.
Sorry, you're doing great.
Shoot, we're out of tiles.
I wish we hadn't taken so many out of the van back at the ranch.
At least it slowed him down.
Yeah, but I think it also made him angrier.
And he's picking up speed again.
Oh, gosh, he's like the bionic zombie. Why won't he stop coming?
That's it. Hold on, guys. We're going off-road!
No, bad idea! What if we hit something? What if we get lost? It's the middle of the night. You can barely see that.
Too late!
Bridge! Another bridge! Look out for the rock!
I didn't think this was very good for the van.
You think?
Is he still there?
Yeah, but he's falling way behind. Oh, he fell!
I think he's getting stuck. Gotta love all the cats out! Ow.
Oh, what happened? Oh, did we hit something?
Why did you think off-roading was a good idea?
Damn, I think we're in a ditch.
Gosh, what do we do?
We need to push it out.
Where's Pierce? It's too dark, I can't see. But I think he's still a long way back.
We need to do this fast before he catches up. Everyone out. Okay, it's just a small hole. Put some branches under the tires to give it traction.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
On three. Push as hard as you can.
Okay, got it.
One. Two.
He's catching up to us!
Three!
Three. For it, plane! Yes!
It's out! It's all Spears! Get in the bed!
It just tore off the bumper!
Did you see that? He threw the bumper like it was a twig!
Too close! That was too close!
I told you going off-roading was a terrible idea!
You have a better one!
Oh my god!
Ruby!
What happened?
He's hanging on! He won't let go!
His arms are through the freaking window!
Kick his arms! Get him off!
Let go!
Let go of the van, Neanderthal!
Hold her on your left!
I see it! What's happening back there?
He's getting in the van!
He's trying to grab something!
He's got Common!
I'm gonna shoot! No fucking way he's ever touching her again! Frank, take the wheel!
What? I've never driven before! We're not even on the road!
You're insane!
What were you punching that thing? I don't know how to drive! Sorry!
Fine! Move! I'll take the wheel! What if you take the gun?
I don't know if I can. Dan's bouncing all over the place.
Well, give the gun to me! Get away from her! Don't do that!
Ruby, he did it!
Right in the arm!
He only got Common's boot!
But you saved us!
Is Pierce catching up? Is he still coming?
It's so dark, it's hard to see, but... No. He fell onto the ground hard.
Good.
Here, go right a bit. I think there's a dirt road coming up.
Nice job, Ruby.
Yeah, thanks.
I couldn't let him take her.
I should go back and run him over.
No, keep going. We need to get as far away from Pierce as possible and take whatever road will lead us to Avalon. It can't be much further now.
We continued through the brush for a while longer, getting farther and farther away from Pierce. It took a while for us to find our way back to the road because it was dark and we'd gone a pretty long way into the woods. And it didn't help that the van was starting to break down. It took a serious beating. I honestly don't know how it was still running at all.
Have you seen any signs yet? We've been driving forever on this backcountry road.
Obviously not. Otherwise, I would have said something. Frankie?
No, me neither.
Are you checking the map?
Yeah, but I can't really tell where we are.
I can't read the map and drive at the same time. I only got one eye. I need some help here.
Sorry. I'm trying.
It's pitch black and we have no idea where we are.
Well, maybe if you hadn't just started driving blindly into the woods.
You want to drive? Oh wait, you don't know how.
I'd at least think before making rash and reckless decisions.
Stop bickering! Guys, look ahead. I see one.
A road sign.
What does it say?
It says Lone Tree Point.
Lone Tree Point? Where's that?
Beats me. Look it up on the map.
How far is it to Avalon?
Huh. That's weird. I don't see Lone Tree Point anywhere on the map between... Oh, wait.
Are we close?
Gosh. I think we may have gone the wrong way.
Seriously?
I mean, we went south instead of north.
What? Give me the map. Just keep driving. Or not.
Why are we slowing down?
I don't know.
Are we out of gas?
No. I think something's wrong with the van.
Really?
Yeah, and also, we just hit the end of the road.
Look at this! We're all the way on the southeast side of the island! You drove us miles out of our way! We're completely off route to Avalon!
Maybe you forgot, but I was trying to save us from Psycho Pierce! Wasn't really thinking about our route to Avalon with everyone screaming in the back.
Ah! Ow!
Real helpful.
Calm down, we'll think of something.
I mean, we're not that far from Avalon. We can still probably get there tomorrow.
If we're lucky! And we'll have to walk the rest of the way! This is all your fault, Blaine!
How is this my fault?
Okay, let me count the ways. One, you drove us into the woods and got us completely lost. We could have been there by now.
He was supposed to navigate.
I was trying.
Well, at least we know where we are now.
Two, by driving off the road, you destroyed our only means of transportation.
We don't know if the van is really destroyed.
Three, you completely abandoned us. If you hadn't have run off, we would have noticed Pierce turning and maybe take care of him before all this happened.
I had to go back for Carmen.
And what good did that do? Nothing can bring her back. And what are we going to do with her? We can't drive around with a body in the van forever. We don't even have a working vehicle now. What are you gonna do? Carry her?
Zach, come on.
Scout rule number 10. Never leave a scout behind.
Yeah, I know. But I guess it only applies to the people you really care about, right? Because that's exactly what you did to me and Rumi.
That's enough.
I thought we were best friends.
I came back.
You almost didn't.
Guys. Rumi? Rumi, where'd you go? Come over here. Tree. Look.
We all ran over to Rumi. She was standing by the only thing around. The lone tree. It was at the edge of the cliff on the windward side of the island, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. The moon sparkled on the water. We silently took in the view. If we weren't in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, this would have been the prettiest, most peaceful spot in the whole wide world.
I think we're meant to be here. I think she brought us here.
She?
Carmen.
Really?
Zach is right. We can't drive her around with us forever. We need to lay Carmen to rest. This is the perfect place.
Blaine, where are you going?
He's not leaving us again, is he?
I don't think so. Just wait.
There's trowels in the back of the van. A bunch of other pottery tools, if you want to help.
Come on. Two hours later, we finished digging. Rumi wrapped Carmen in a blanket and Blaine gently placed her inside. We carefully covered her with dirt and stones until she was hidden by the earth. Afterwards, we stood at the base of the lone tree, staring down at her small grave, as Rumi laid Carmen's scout sash on top of the rocks.
I wish we had something better to mark her grave with.
I wanted to set off the fireworks I was saving for her. But it's raining. Rumi, do you still have the photo from the booth?
Why don't I tear off the one of all of us and leave it with her?
Can I have the other one? The one of Carmen and I.
Of course. Maybe we should all say something. I'll start. Carmen was... She was the... I don't know what to say. I've never had to say goodbye forever to anyone before. Not anyone I knew so well.
Me neither.
How is this really happening? Burying our friend. Why? For what? We're just kids.
Oh, Carmen.
Watching Ruby cry, her whole self shaking with the grief, it's just too much. Blaine, Zach, and I couldn't hold back the tears any longer either. We all stood there in the rain, on that cliff by the lonely tree, next to the shallow grave of our friend. If we flung ourselves off this cliff right now, it would certainly be less painful. But then I looked at Ruby, Blaine, Zach, they were still here, still breathing, still suffering. I hated to see my friends like this. And then I realized something. When I got here to camp, I had less than what I have now. I didn't have any real friends. And now, even in the middle of this horribleness, I did. I knew then I had to be the strong one. They needed me to save them from drowning in this misery. And so I clawed my way out of the abyss. For them.
Oh, Carmen.
Confident. Honey, cool.
What?
That's what she was. I didn't know Carmen for that long. In the short time that I didn't know her, she made a big impression. She was quick and to the point. And I have a feeling she wouldn't have wanted any long, sappy speeches.
You're right. She would have hated that.
So, I was thinking that we could each say a few words we'll always think of when we remember her. Mine are confident, funny, and cool.
Yeah. Carmen was the coolest.
Honest. Smart. And loyal.
Leader. Protector. Best friend. No, sister. She was like my sister.
Passionate. Powerful. Free. Forever.
After the funeral, we got back in the banged-up van. We were exhausted. The engine started so we could run the heater for a bit, but stopped working after a while. We were all freezing and soaked from the rain. We made makeshift beds out of the blankets and pillows we took from the ranch. Zach and Ruby passed out almost immediately. I eventually fell asleep to Blaine's rhythmic counting as he ran his fingers over each of the remaining bullets.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We're Alive. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, back to the show.
What is that?
What?
I don't know. Just nothing.
How long have we been sleeping?
Not sure. Feels like it could have been 10 minutes. Or 10 hours.
Sun's out. That'd be a while.
I was having the strangest dream. It was so real. You were in it.
Weird.
And Ruby and Zach. And Carmen.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was back on Whaletail Rock, teaching Carmen to fish. You and Zach and Ruby were there too. Carmen had just caught a huge fish. And we were all cheering and laughing. She was so excited. Then she threw the fish back into the water and she jumped in after it.
That's kind of strange.
Yeah, I know. We were all scared for her. But she laughed and waved to us from the water. We waved back. Then she smiled and followed the fish out to sea. Yeah, we were waving, smiling, and laughing. And we watched her swim away. Then I got this bad feeling, and I realized you weren't there anymore.
Me? Dreams aren't real, Frankie.
I know. But it felt like it happened. I looked up. I saw that you were suddenly standing way, way up on the cliff looking down at us. You were trying to tell us something, but... Well, there it is again.
What?
That noise. It
It's like a scratching sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Oh, shoot. Something's over by the tree.
What is it?
I think I might be digging in Carmen's grave.
Seriously? Oh, shit!
Shh. What's going on?
Damn it! I dropped the bullets.
Just leave them there for now. Get over here and look out the window. Something's out there. I can't tell if it's an animal or a...
Pierce.
My God, it is! He followed us all the way here? How?
Look at him. He's a mess. It's all torn up. He must have dragged himself halfway here.
No wonder I couldn't tell if it was an animal or an infected.
We need to get out of here. He followed us all the way here? How is that even possible?
I don't know. It must have been Miles.
The boot.
What?
He got Carmen's boot. He followed her scent. Maybe her blood.
Why would he do that? Flanking us out of here.
Come on.
Stop laughing! Keep trying!
I know, I am!
He's on the front of the van! Hurry, what are we doing?
Gun! Where's the gun?
Here!
You got him!
But he's still coming!
Damn it, who's going to take to stop him?
Now he's really mad.
Get me another bullet!
Where are they?
They fell on the floor. Gosh, I can't find any.
Me neither.
Maybe they rolled into the seat?
Shit!
Oh my God, he's going to come through the windshield!
Get out of the van, now! Go through the back!
Hey, come on, we have to run! Hurry!
I'm done running away from you.
Wait, what are you doing?
Come on, please, that's one last time, I need you. Yeah! You were always a monster, even before you turned. Fuck you, Pierce!
Blaine, come on, wake up!
Izzy!
Wake up!
He's breathing.
Oh, thank God. Blaine, can you hear us?
Come on. Come on, Blaine.
Please, Blaine, please be okay. Please be okay, please.
Did it work?
Blaine!
Oh, thank God.
Yes! Yes! You're okay!
Did I...
Just take it easy.
Did I stop him?
Yeah. You did. You stopped him. Big time.
Oh, yes.
That was really stupid.
But it was awesome.
You drove the van straight into the tree. You could have died.
But I didn't.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
You never do.
I just had to end it.
You did. Pierce is done, all right. Oh, look.
You pinned him against the lone tree.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. He's practically inside the wood.
He got what he deserved.
Even if he was still breathing, he's not going anywhere. Pierce isn't going anywhere for a long, long time.
But what about Carmen's grave? Should we move him away from it?
I don't know if he even can. He's trapped there by a 2-ton vehicle that definitely won't start now.
Leave Pierce right there. Pinned to the tree over Carmen's grave. Forced to face what he did. Forever.
Now it can probably be seen from the ocean. Miles away.
A fitting grave marker.
I feel different.
Like how?
Like I can breathe again. Or something. I know nothing's really changed. We're still in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
We still don't know if we'll make it another day.
And nothing can ever bring Carmen back.
Yeah, but is it just me? Or do you feel like a weight has just been lifted off of us?
Kind of like Pierce was this dark force that had been following us since the beginning of camp. And now it's gone.
Exactly.
Go slow. You might have a concussion.
It's not that. But my eye doesn't feel great.
I can have a look at it.
Maybe later. I just don't want to mess with it.
So what now?
Do we still go to Avalon?
Yeah. We stick with the plan. We head there and find Zack's parents.
But we don't have a ride anymore, since you decided to crash into a tree, remember?
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets.
I mean, I was barely working anyway.
We have to walk, then.
I mean, it can't be that far. Let's get our stuff. Only what we can carry.
I just need a minute. I'll catch up with you guys.
Okay.
I'll miss you, Carmen. But I won't miss you. Just to be sure.
What did you do?
Oh.
15.
We hiked the Sky Trail from Lone Tree Point toward Avalon. We got a bit of a late start because Blaine wouldn't leave until he found all of the 15 remaining bullets. It was about a 5-mile hike to his parents' house, but Zack was pretty sure we could make it there before sunset. The trail was eerily quiet. And not because we didn't see any infected, but I think because Carmen wasn't there. A part of our group was missing, and we'd just have to come to terms with the fact that it was never going to be the same without her.
There's something up ahead. Look at those steps in that tower thing.
Is that a castle?
Yes.
Really? Reminds me of Helm's Deep.
You boys and your fantasies.
I mean, no. It's not a castle. It's a memorial building at the Botanical Garden. But that means we're close. It's only about, like, half an hour walk to my house from here.
So the golf course and stuff is coming up?
Yes.
If we're close to town, we should be careful. Remember what it was like in Two Harbors?
I wish I could forget.
Is it just me? Or is it kind of weird that we haven't seen or heard any of those things yet?
I mean, Avalon is kind of a big town, right? Maybe the people were able to stop them.
Maybe.
I doubt it. It's too quiet. Wouldn't there be sirens and stuff if people were fighting them?
Blaine's right. Unfortunately, that feels like wishful thinking.
Yeah. There's so many at the airport, and they went towards the town.
Do you think they'll all be there, waiting for us?
Not waiting for us. But it seems likely that they would head for the most populous place.
But we don't know for sure that's where they were going.
No.
Maybe they just stayed near the airport?
They were definitely going somewhere. The big horde was gone when we went back to the airport.
Let's just be really vigilant. We're so close.
Starting now. Look.
What is it?
I can't see.
Shh. Over by the fountain in the garden.
Yeah, it's one of them.
It's wearing some kind of uniform.
Probably one of the garden employees.
It's stuck in an ornamental cactus.
Oh, phew. I gotta tell you, cactus is my new favorite plant.
It didn't notice us. We must be upwind. So let's move quietly and stay over here so we can get past unseen and unsmelled.
But it's stuck.
Yeah, but it could still alert the others. Remember how they were calling to one another?
Good point. Okay. Let's go.
We crept out of the botanical gardens and along the edge of the golf course. Everything was deserted, Not a single sign of another human person. Maybe they all made it off the island? Or, well, we didn't like thinking about the other option. We kept going past the empty firehouse, and then past the broadcast tower. It was silent now. Zach mentioned that's probably where the original emergency transmission we heard back at camp was sent from. Gosh, feels like a lifetime ago. And even though it was just a few days, we had come so far. We finally arrived at the edge of downtown Avalon and positioned ourselves at the highest point we could find, on the hill above the baseball diamond. From up there, we were able to see most of the town.
Shit.
They're in the town. You can see a few scattered.
Unfortunate, but not surprising.
It's not as many as I would have thought.
Maybe the rest are hiding?
Or maybe Zombie Joe's horde didn't arrive yet.
Either way, there are still too many for us to wander through town.
What'll we do then? Any other way to get to your house?
My house is actually on the cliff overlooking the town and the coast, but on the outside. We can go around. There is a way on Wrigley Road.
Like the gum?
Yep, William Wrigley Jr., the gum guy. He built a botanical garden and also a cottage for his wife. You can almost see it there.
Cottage? More like a mansion.
That's just down the road from our house.
Again, a mansion.
All right, let's go. Stay close. I know the way.
We crept down Wrigley Road past Mount Ada, the summer cottage Mr. Wrigley built for his wife. Blaine was right. Definitely a mansion. And now it looked like it was a hotel. But abandoned. Ruby and I couldn't help but wonder what Zach's house was going to be like. The way Blaine talked, it sounded epic. And...
We're here! This is it!
This is it?
This is a house? It's...
Wow.
Told ya.
Come on, the gatehouse is down the driveway.
I've never been to a house like this.
Me neither. Even the gate has its own house.
Just wait until you see the inside. Ah, the gate's locked.
Yeah. And Xavier... isn't there. Wait here. I know another way to open it.
Is that a bad sign?
Maybe... Xavier went inside. They could be holding up in there.
Harv usually doesn't invite the outdoor help inside.
Who's Harv?
Zach's dad. He's kind of a D, if you know what I mean.
Huh?
Like, you know, not super nice.
Oh, D. I get it. Well, how's his mom?
Mindy? Glug, glug, glug.
Yikes.
Can't wait to meet them.
We're in.
Wait, how do you have power? The rest of the town looked dark.
We have an emergency generator that turns on automatically if the main island power ever goes out.
That's convenient.
Dad installed it after the fires a few years ago.
I hear music.
They must still be here.
Yes!
My gosh!
We're gonna be rescued! This is amazing!
You were right, Zach!
I knew it! Always trust your brainiac!
Is it weird that I feel giddy? Like a little kid?
I do too. I can't believe we made it here. It's over.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been this excited to see an adult. Even your parents, Zach.
Haha, very funny.
Shh. Someone's in the garden.
Who is it?
Is that your mom?
Pilar? It's Pilar!
Pilar?
Their housekeeper. She's really nice.
Great!
Pilar! Pilar! Pilar, Yaya, it's me, Zaki! It's your Chiquito!
Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. No, no, no.
Her eyes.
Oh no. She's one of them.
Get up, Zach. Get up!
She's gonna be dangerous!
Not Pilar! Not Yaya!
Frankie, hold him up!
no, no, don't shoot her, please!
She's infected! She's one of them!
No, 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 please!
Wait! Lane! She's not attacking!
Yeah! Why isn't she attacking?
She's just standing there, staring at Zack.
It's like she recognizes him.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it does. It's like what you said, Zack. Maybe they can only remember the very last thing they were thinking about. Like the bride and the groom, at the ranch, and the scorpions and...
Pierce, he kept going after Carmen, even after she was... Maybe he was sorry for what happened and tried to go back for her.
Doesn't matter. He's dead now.
What I'm saying is, Zack, maybe Pilar was thinking about you when she... turned.
You think so? Yeah, I mean, she was always worried about me.
Maybe she's different than the others.
I think we can go around without hurting her.
Okay. Just keep your distance.
Okay.
Wait. If Pilar was infected, then...
My parents... Mom? Dad?
Be ready for anything.
Okay, yeah.
Suela? Lucy? Xavier? It's me, Zack, I'm here!
Where is everybody?
Maybe your parents let the staff go home.
But Pilar was still here.
There's music playing.
Then that's a good sign?
Yeah, and they might not hear me, I mean... They're never in this part of the house.
And they're never together.
True, and my dad is usually in the office or in the golf simulator, and my mom's probably in her room or by the pool.
Look, there's an empty bottle of wine on the stairs, and another one on the floor.
Classic mom. All right, come on.
Zack, we need to...
I know, we need to be careful.
Where should we start searching?
The place is huge. Should we split up? I can go with Frankie.
No splitting up.
We don't need to. Follow me.
This room's clear.
Wow.
Zack's mom calls this the great room.
It's not great. It's amazing. Everything is so grand and modern.
I knew Zack's family was rich, but I didn't know they were, like, rich, rich.
Oh, they're rich, rich. With a side of extra rich. They have a staff at the vacation home.
One of many.
It's a wonder how you turned out so normal.
Well, sort of normal. Right, Brainiac?
If you say so.
Oh, look at the view. You can see all of Avalon. The whole harbor. And what's that big round building on the other side of the marina?
That's the Catalina Casino.
For gambling?
I thought there was no gambling allowed.
There isn't. It's just called the casino. It has a big ballroom and a theater and stuff. We used to take field trips there from camp.
Guys, stay with me through here. I have an idea. It's clear. Okay, we need to go in here.
Whoa. What is this?
What are all these screens?
It's our security room. There are cameras covering the whole house. This way we can see in all the rooms from here.
So many rooms.
Yeah, Dad's office is here, and... Okay, so he's not in there. Or the simulator.
I don't see your mom in any of the rooms either. Look at her dressing room. It's a mess.
Is it usually like that?
No, but that's because Consuelo's always tidying up after her. Let me switch over to the exterior view.
Whoa. Now I can see the whole outside. Cool.
Mom's not by the pool either.
Pilar's still hanging by the front door. Not even trying to get inside.
Good. It creeps me out that... Wait. What's that?
What?
That big bullseye-looking thing.
It's the helicopter pad.
Wow. Zack, you have a helicopter?
So cool.
Yeah. And it's... not here.
Wait. Was the helicopter here when you left for camp?
Yeah.
But that means...
it's gone. The helicopter is gone. And my parents left... without me.
To be continued in the next chapter of We're Alive, Scout's Honor. And now, a word from our sponsors. Stand by for a message from your trusty camp counselors from Emerald Bay. Driving off-road can be incredibly dangerous. You could easily blow a tire, damage your suspension, or tear fuel lines. The number of things that could happen is limitless. I'm actually very surprised the van lasted as long as it did, but it ultimately ended up failing in the end. And now, those who helped drive you off the road on this audio adventure. You've been listening to We're Alive, Scout's Honor. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written by Elisa Elliott and Casey Wayland. Created and directed by Casey Wayland. Starring
Bowden Michael McConnell as Franklin.
Julian Vidorasaga as Blaine.
Dylan Rich as Zach.
Isabella Buer as Ruby.
Braxton Hale as Pierce.
Christina Castañeda as Pilar.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Victoria Cheng, Gino Jang, Jaina Nishioka, Blair Wayland, K.C. Wayland. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Co-producers Elisa Elliott and Victoria Cheng. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Music composed by Robert Mai. Theme music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Vocal cut editing by Jaina Nishioka. Assistant Editor Tim Mulhern. Post-production supervisors Victoria Cheng and K.C. Wayland. Orchestrations by Robert Mai. Music assistance by Evan Tamani. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor Gino Jang. Production assistants Dimitri Keo, Isabella Miller, and Holly Megan Scott. COVID compliance officer Holly Megan Scott. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.